Today, the world's largest maker of heavy equipment for construction, mining, and energy announced record earnings per share for the second quarter. Illinois-based Caterpillar also said it's going to have to raise prices because of tariffs. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
And let's start with the good news for Caterpillar. What is giving them this earnings boost?
Well, they've had very strong machinery sales, and that is because the global economy has really picked up. And specifically, we know that there's been great demand for construction and infrastructure in China, and they've got to build that stuff. And Caterpillar builds the equipment. And in North America, growth is helped by the demand for construction equipment, which has been related to the demand from the oil and gas sector. So you put it together, it was just a beautiful quarter, except for that one piece that you talked about, which is
tariffs.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So what are they saying about that? They plan to raise prices because of tariffs.
Yeah, they said that those tariffs are likely to increase costs for the rest of the year by up to $200 million. So not an insignificant amount. The company said it's going to try to offset much of that through a mid-year price increase. So, you know, this is one of those pieces of information around the tariffs that we were worried about. We were worried that the tariffs in and of themselves might lead to higher prices for the producers, the wholesalers, and then they would pass that along to the end user. Or the consumer or the business, right, in this case. And that's what we're seeing.
I also noticed that they plan to do more buying back of their own shares maybe they're also doing this, but they're not talking about it, raising wages for their workers.
Yeah, this is a share buyback program that is slated to begin next year. $10 billion worth of a share buyback program. And, you know, that really is probably linked to the corporate tax cut that occurred. Mm-hmm. And, you know, listen, maybe they will pay their workers a little bit more, but as many economists and analysts had predicted, the tax cut for companies, it may be used to fuel some internal growth, but it would mostly be used to reward shareholders, mm-hmm, whether through buybacks or dividends.
We also got some news today regarding tariffs about Tyson Foods. What happened there?
Well, Tyson cut its full-year profit guidance and is directly related to the tariffs and the uncertainty of the commodity markets, meaning the meat and the pork markets. Tyson's stock touched a 52-week low this morning when this was announced. They say the fundamentals of their business are strong, but this is really uncertainty creeping into a business. And unlike Caterpillar, Tyson is quite clearly going to suffer much more dramatic and direct consequences from these tariffs immediately.
Now, on the issue of Caterpillar, it's not a company that we talk about as much as, say, Facebook or Amazon these days, but still a very important American company. What does it tell us about the state of the economy, do you think?
Well, I think that the general theme is that the economy is doing well. We had a very strong GDP report for the second quarter. Caterpillar is a Fortune 100 company. It sells big industrial machinery and equipment, and it kind of reflects the overall growth of not just the U.S. economy, but the world, mm-hmm, economy. Not as flashy as a Facebook or a Twitter, but then again, not down 20% in a single day.
That's
either.
Right. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News. Thank you.
Thank you.